Captain, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning,
Bob? I'm doing very well. As the father of two young boys, whenever I see an Amber Alert, it is very alarming. And yesterday, the department issued one for Amaya Marie Parnell. She was a young three-year-old. But this story turned out to have a happy ending as the girl was found safe. Can you take us from the beginning of the story to the end? When did she turn up missing, and what was the storyline from there?
Well, Tony, originally we responded to Dirt Path Apartments in East Lansing on the 20th at about 9:30 p.m. Our officers had responded to a call of a domestic dispute where there had been an assault take place. And upon arrival, then they discovered that young Amaya had also been removed from the home.
All right. And so after you found that she wasn't there, what was next?
Well, obviously, that was our number one priority, anyone's safety. And we have a three-year-old young girl. And under the circumstances, we wanted to get that message out as quickly as possible. That's why we started the Amber Alert. And getting that vehicle and photographs and everybody out to everyone to assist us and help locating her.
So where did you find her?
She was actually located in the city of Detroit last night. She was still with Mr. Purnell at the time. He was taken into custody without incident, and Amaya was returned later that evening, last evening, to her mom.
Now, were they in a dwelling? Were they in a vehicle? Where did you find them?
They were with a relative in a house in Detroit.
And the Detroit Police Department had been investigating this and found that he was there?
We were working with a number of agencies yesterday. We were working alongside the FBI out of Lansing, who was also working with the Detroit office. So there was law enforcement from city, state, local, and federal actually working on this yesterday.
And a little three-year-old Amaya is okay and back with mother?
Absolutely.
And have any charges been filed against her father?
There has. The prosecutor's office from Ingham County yesterday issued a 5-count warrant. Mr. Purnell is being held in our facility and be arraigned later today.
And it's great that this story has a happy ending. It seemed like it happened very quickly, sometimes not as quickly as you'd like.
Yeah, absolutely. Investigators yesterday did an outstanding job in the cooperation between all law enforcement agencies. Like I said, state, local, federal, was outstanding.
All right, Captain Johnstone, yesterday we had Lansing Police Chief Teresa Szymanski on the program, and she had been informing us on some investigations about a slew of armed robberies in the Lansing area, some of which they've made arrests, others they're still investigating. Little Caesars in Okemos was recently robbed. Have you had any of the same challenges with armed robberies in the East Lansing area?
Since the 1st of December, the only one we've had is a Rite Aid store located in Brookfield Plaza. On that one, there is no arrest that's been made as of yet.
Okay, and if folks have information on that, how can they contact you?
Always. Several ways. The best way is our toll-free tip line, which is an 877 number, ELPD tip.
And anything else new and newsy going on with the East Lansing Police Department?
No, we're hoping for a quiet day, Tony.
All right. Thanks so much, Captain.
Thank you.